What the fuck is up, Buttercups? No.
Yo.
Look, and welcome back to another episode of The Legit Guys. Today, it is only me and Aaron. Everyone else has left us. This podcast is falling apart, and we are on our last legs.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah.
I don't start us off, Aaron. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the current... I'm sure everyone has, in some way, and whether through memes or just like they read news, heard about the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. I just want to talk about the recent happening. Putin literally said that if NATO like sends in support for Ukraine, then he will. I don't remember his exact words, but it was that he will pull in every European country into the war or into the crisis, which could mean A, we get drafted for war later.
We're even blacklisted as a country. We're one of the two enemies. You're one of the two enemies. I am in no way Czech. I have an Italian passport, you know, in Italy.
But you have Czech option card.
If I don't show it, they can't prove it.
Oh, sure. I think they won't care if you're in the Czech Republic. If they see you here, they'll just come for you anyways. Like they said all European countries, that includes Italy. If you won't backstab everyone again and just, like, you know, join the side that's winning.
Exactly. That's why. Christ. So I'm going to join Italy.
Yeah, and the second choice is to just run away. So what I'm thinking, right, I should start this off with, I'm not a coward, but I also never claim to be a warrior. Right?
Okay, there's a difference between being a warrior and going against like an army of a million Igors that fought hand-to-hand combat with a bear and won. Like, you know, that's a big difference. It's like going against like the French army, that's one thing. They're like, they're the cowards, you know? Going against like the Russian army, it's like they're chads. Like, they can survive any, they can survive any temperature. They can survive a fucking bullet for all I know. They're fucking zombie.
Hey, yeah.
Look, the Russian army clearly is better.
No, there's also like a conspiracy that I don't know if this is exactly. Was Bitcoin created by Russia?
Bitcoin doesn't have a founder.
Oh, yeah, but like
mass. He's called Satoshi something, but no one knows who it is.
Yeah, but like where's most of the wealth concept? Anyways, it doesn't matter. There's like a conspiracy that like they've been investing into Bitcoin, like, from the very beginning and just letting people basically donate so they can create their war machines and shit. And I find that kind of hilarious. At the same time, like,
we're screwed. That. It's an idiot.
Like, we're screwed.
I don't think they understand how the crypto market works. And that's
no, but there was a lot of news, like, oh my god, they created Bitcoin so they could pull out all the investments in the last second. And that's why it caused the market crash. And I was like literally sitting on the toilet, just like contemplating my life for the next 10 minutes.
The thing is, if it is how they claim, let's say they own half of the Bitcoin, right? And like, or a third even. The second they sell like 2% of that, the market's going to crash because there's so much of it around. So they're going to get like no value out of it. You're gonna get like what, maybe like half a mil? That's like what this podcast makes on a daily.
That's a false statistic. I think it's closer to zero. I Russia wants to invade Ukraine. Like, I don't understand what the conflict is about.
I know why it's happening. I don't know what's happening though. Basically, okay, there's a slice of land that's currently owned by Ukraine that was either previously owned by Russia or is supposed to be owned by Russia. And Ukraine doesn't want to give it up. And the Russians now want it. So Russians are invading it to take it. It probably has something to do with like how much oil there is or some shit like that.
Again?
Well, since most of the oil is currently depleting in like Russia and like all those countries, to bring wealth, they need to, you know, invade.
Well, our hearts go out to everyone in Russia. Especially Ivan's family.
Yeah, go you, Putin.
What?
I sin for you. What?
Man, no. No, you got it backwards. It's the other way around.
What? No, you said that our hearts go to Russia. Yeah.
Ukraine.
Our hearts go to Ukraine. Okay, so Czech Republic. Hey, yo, Czech Republic. My heart goes. Good luck.
Like, if we're pulled into this, yeah, we might need to.
Yeah, I mean, if you lot are pulled in, like, good luck.
Mm. Oh no, I'm escaping with you.
I'll be over in Italy eating popcorn and watching to see which side's winning to join.
That was actually when, like, we would watch some tennis matches. I would always, like, choose the one who's winning. I didn't have any, like, emotional connection to anyone. I just, like, oh, he's winning. Okay, I'm rooting for you. That's the same.
No, exactly. I always had a favorite. But then if he lost, I was like, okay, the guy that won is my new favorite.
This is how you would choose your favorite.
Yeah, exactly.
Just always choose the one who wins.
How did you choose your, like, favorite tennis player?
I always rooted for the one who was winning.
Like, okay,
who won? Because I didn't want to be on the losing team, right?
Okay, if you had to say, like, your favorite tennis player right now or of all time, who would it be?
Like, my mom has been feeding me, like, Nadal is the best, right? Or Federer from a very young age, so one of those two, probably.
Yeah, well, Federer, I agree. Like, basically, since I started playing tennis, I don't know what the fuck that was, like, at 7, something like that.
Yeah.
I've been, like, everywhere I saw, like, Federer as, like, the best player, because that was, like, at that time, it was, like, I think him and Nadal was, like, the only two, like, top players. Or not the only two, but, like, on their skill level, they were, like, unmatched. And because Nadal was always, like, second, and I just chose Federer and, like, stuck with him.
He was first.
Yeah, of course, he was first, so he's my favorite, isn't it? Well, it's the same as, like, football teams. Like, in Italy, the second you enter into school, you have to have a favorite team. Otherwise, you're, like, that weird kid that doesn't follow football. So I legit just, like, there were three major teams in Italy. I just pick one at random.
You just chose one, okay.
Yeah, I just chose one at random and they stuck with it.
Until this day, or what?
No. I don't have a favorite football team anymore. I barely follow it. Like, I keep up with, like, the big news, but, like, normal news of football, I just don't give a shit.
Mm.
It's like tennis. I don't give a shit about, like, normal news in tennis.
I mean,
although, yeah.
Like, honestly, right? I don't like, really understand. If it's not some championship or something, I don't understand why people would be watching, like, on a TV screen, a match. Like, I don't understand.
What's the appeal of watching a match? If it's a professional match.
If you're there and, like, you're with your friends, okay, I kind of get that you're just having fun. But, like, if you're watching it on a TV screen, just watch a movie instead.
Or just go play something. Fuck.
Or go play.
Get a life. The fuck? Wait, on to championship. I think the latest sport news I've like, basically seen was Nadal winning. Fuck, when was it? He won Wimbledon. He won something. He won a tournament.
Which one?
Against, I don't know which one. It was like 2 weeks ago, three. Basically, winning that tournament made him now the biggest, like, tournament winner in tennis. He now has 11 titles, and Federer and Djokovic have 10. So he's winning by one.
I see.
Although neither one. Yeah.
Wait, do you have a favorite from, like, the females?
I didn't mean to laugh. Sorry. I think the only time I watched a female, like, sport. Okay. In the tennis, it's like Serena Williams and Venus Williams. But that's solely because, like, when I was playing tennis, Serena Williams was, like, unmatched. There wasn't a single woman that was, like, even close to her skill level. Because, to be fair, she was a man, basically. I don't mean this in any, like, weird way. No, like, she was fucking built different, because she probably trained a shit ton, and she had so much more muscle than every other, like, woman, that it wasn't fair.
Every other male as well.
Most other fucking male. And now currently, no watches. The only time I think so. I don't know, actually, maybe not. I haven't heard anything of her.
Mine's got to be Martina Navratilova, because of course she's a Czech. So.
What did you just say? What spell did you just cast on me?
No, she's like 65 years old right now.
What? Like, and she's still playing?
No, she's not anymore. But she was in her prime. She was like a really good player. Didn't she go against Serena?
Never heard of her. Serena probably played against most female players. Just like most male players have played against most male players currently. Wait, I was going to say something. This is a topic, Nadal, right?
Yeah.
So, in terms of, like, okay, how many sports do you follow or, like, know? Tennis?
Like, zero.
Okay, cool. Basically, I was going to ask you, like, this isn't even about sports, realistically. It's just, like how much have you heard of them? It's, like, in every sport, there's, like, this one player that's, like, he's always, like, famed as being, like, the greatest of that sport, right?
Yeah.
Who is it in tennis?
Like, all time or right now?
All time. Because, like, in tennis, I feel like it's difficult because it depends on the terrain, right?
If it rains on the terrain.
Because, like, if it's, like, synthetic grass, then it's, like, Federer, right? If it's hard concrete, it's, like, Djokovic. And if it's, like, red, it's Nadal. There's not, like, one guy that's amazing in all three. Well, yeah, probably Djokovic is the best one in all three.
He might be best in all three, but, like, doesn't it depend on, like, the actual ranks they give them?
You know, the rankings are mostly just, like, how much you won and how much you won by, right? And, like, if a player gets injured and can't attend to a tournament, that's instantly, like, he loses the points that he could have gotten.
Yeah.
And also the brackets, like, the way the brackets work, you could be, like, going all the way to, like, the end of the tournament and not really play against anyone, like, in the top 10.
But wouldn't the best way to, like, sort this out? Like, have them three play against each other on all three fucking terrain?
Well, it would. Problem is that Federer is currently unable to play because of an injury. And Djokovic isn't vaccinated, so they're not allowing him to go anywhere.
God damn. Yeah. So Nadal is the best one right now.
Yeah. Well, that's probably why Nadal won the title. Because it wasn't hard as well, in concrete. Mm. But yeah, no, I think that's enough about tennis.
Yeah.
let's move on. Oh yeah, I have a question for you, which I'm sure everyone is interested in. When the fuck are you going to do your driving?
Okay, listen. I really don't
this want motherfucker,
to drive.
This motherfucker has been meaning, not even meaning, he's had to start, like, what? Since January, you still haven't fucking started?
Look, I can just do the speed run of the game. The driving game. Can have it done in a month.
Well, yeah, the thing is, doing it, like, in a month, that's, like, at the beginning of the mocks. Of the, like, mocks my ass, like, in actual IB ones.
Oh, no, because we start, what? We start April.
April,
right?
Yeah.
28, physics. Oh, yeah. Anyone listening, don't take physics HO for IB.
What do you mean, do? Motherfucker, if you just study that thing, the bell curve is so fucking low that, like, a 50% is a 7.
67%. Look, but that would, like, you would need to study.
Well, yeah. Well, you studied. Look at that turn out.
I studied with Dennis, like, 20 minutes before the exam. I did, when we did, you know, we did the paper one, I didn't get a single question. Like, for real.
Well,
I'm sure I would have been better off. No, I think it would have been better for me to just, like, guess. Because there'd be, what, out of the 18 questions I did, I'd get, what, like, at least 4 right, statistically, right? But I got 0 instead. So when you think about a question, it makes it even worse.
Well, because it's always, like, it's never the equation you think it is. It's always a different one. So it's just, you calculate something and it's not the answers, but it's never that. Because it's like, oh, but you forgot to divide it by 2.5. Why? I don't know, because you're a bitch.
That actually did happen. No, but, yeah. Like, the amount of gravity questions you put in paper 2? No.
Yeah, that was awful.
That's the one topic I don't understand at all.
I don't understand. That's the one thing I didn't even look at. Like, there wasn't a single past paper question on that. So when I opened it and saw 2 of them, I'm like, well, that's, like, half the marks gone.
No, because there's, like, so much about, like, your gravitational potential is VG. Why isn't it, like, EP?
I don't know. They all look the exact same to me.
Just there's one more M
yeah.
in every equation.
I basically just tried every equation until one worked. They gave me the correct answer.
Well, yeah, if they give you, like, show that it's this,
yeah,
and that's easy points. You can just plug in numbers.
Eventually you can get it.
Yeah.
All right, back onto your driving test.
I'm gonna do it.
Wait, no, I want to say something just about the driving test in general. So I don't know if this is gonna be the same for you, but when I did mine, I wouldn't even call it a test. I went for like a jog with the car. That's how I would phrase it.
A jog with the car.
Because this is exactly how my test went. So you start at a place in the middle of fuck off nowhere, and you drive out of this parking space, then you drive onto the road, you need to check both ways, yada yada, and then you just drive. Then for a good like 10 minutes, you basically just drive straight, like occasional turns, but like it's always the same road. And then you go on into the next town, and there I was just made to park. Now the thing is, everyone kept telling me that like you're gonna have to parallel park. You're gonna have to know how to do that. It's gonna be on the test. They're gonna, if you fail the parallel parking, you're fucked. I didn't even fucking have to do that. I legit just drove into. Thing is, there weren't even like parking spaces like on the ground. There was just a big ass area, so I just drove in.
What?
And I just stopped. And he's like, "Okay, switch," because I was doing it with like other guy because it was two at a time.
You just like turn your wheel, stop. Then he was like, "Okay."
Yeah. All I did first was drive straight and turn. That's literally everything I did for my test, and I passed.
So how did the other guy not pass?
Basically, I don't know if it's like the same for everything, but the guy, to make you pass, he needed you to use four, what are they called?
Gears.
Four gears, and he only used three.
Mm.
So, he also hit a shit ton of holes, which is something they just don't like. Like,
how is he supposed to see the holes?
Well, they're like on the ground, there's a lot. Where we were doing, thing is, we were doing it like in an abandoned fucking ghost town.
Yeah, then how can he see if he's hitting a hole?
Well, you can see the holes on in the road. So like,
but if there's like 50 of them,
well, there's 50 of them, then like, good luck. No, because like most of the time when he hit them, it was like the worst when like there's a car coming and it times out perfectly so that when the car is like to your left, the hole is literally like below you, so you can't even swerve to avoid the hole. And he got that like three times.
I see.
That was just unfortunate for him. And yeah, even he who failed, legit, all he did was just drive out of the parking, drive the same exact road straight, and park back at the place where we started.
At least it's easy.
Oh yeah, another thing. So I did my test in English, because if I was to do it in Czech, I would still be doing it currently. And I imagine that since like everyone there present was doing like in English, but like two of us understood Czech, me and another girl understood. I like anything that was like specific to driving, I did not understand, and I was made to translate for the dude.
Wait, because you of course, had to translate?
Yeah, because of course
he translated for you.
Yeah, no, my ass. Basically, in the car, there were two old dudes. One was the owner of the car, who was like the owner of the whole like driving school.
Yeah.
And the other one was the guy that actually tested us, like saw how we did and everything. Neither one really spoke well English well. So the old dude always looked at me and said, "Okay, translate this to him." And like he would say, "Oh, blah, 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 drive, drive, drive." And I'm like, "Okay, something, 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 drive, drive, drive," because I didn't understand how to drive. So it might be that he failed because of me, actually.
Oh, okay, wow. God damn.
No, I don't think so. Most of the time, he was like, I had to explain why he failed. And, like, hearing it from him in Czech and then having to translate that bullshit to English, I'm like, I feel sorry for you. Like, you failed just because this guy didn't like that you hit a lot of holes with this car. I don't know.
God. Wait, and but there wasn't a policeman in your car?
No, is there supposed to be?
Yeah, during every single person I've talked to, they had to have a policeman.
Like, usually a policeman in uniform?
Yeah, usually there's even two sometimes.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, unless the dude that was testing us was a policeman, there wasn't one. I highly doubt the old dude was a policeman. Maybe the guy that was doing the test with me was the policeman, undercover cop.
That's why you had to translate everything for him, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, but the dude was chill about it, like,
he's like, I expected this.
Well, he didn't say he expected this, but he's like, yeah, okay. Understandable. Have a nice day. Fuck you, by the way. I had to translate that. No. Well, because not only did I have to translate from Czech to English, I also had to translate from English to Czech, which was the hardest fucking worse. Part.
God damn.
Unlucky. So anyway, I lived. He didn't. And basically, they can teach you parallel parking as much as they want, you're going to do the same place I did, right?
Yeah. Yeah. If you did it in front of my house.
Yeah, they're not going to give a shit. Okay. Like, you can crash into the car while parallel parking in the lessons. They'll literally send you to the test. And if you pass, you pass.
Great.
All right. I think it's time we tapped into our knowledge about, you know.
Are you that desperate? Are you that desperate?
No, I'm not desperate. I just kind of want to talk about it.
Okay, wait.
Plus, we need to keep the chat entertained, as Dennis said. Yeah.
The who?
The chat.
Oh, yeah, AKA okay.
Our amazing listeners. Listener.
My sister.
All right.
She a real one.
Yeah. Okay, start us off there. What do you want to talk about?
With what?
What?
What topic?
I don't know. You choose.
What?
Choose a topic. I'll ride on it. Mm.
Movie series.
Movie series?
Mm-hmm.
So movies, but TV series.
No, I mean, okay, I played myself here, kind of. Movie series, it's like, it definitely means like sequels to movies. Movies that have sequels.
Okay.
That's definitely what it means.
Okay,
how about, wait, TV series? I won't Google that. How about that? How about TV series?
Okay. Oh, actually, you want to know something interesting? Yeah. Something I told you. Recently, so you know IMDb, like, is the site where like you rate like TV shows and everything like that.
Yeah.
There was I wouldn't call it a scandal. It was an uproar, let's call it that, where the highest rated episode, TV series episode of all time was Ozymandias from Breaking Bad. Uh-huh. And recently, it had gotten dethroned by an Attack on Titan episode. I don't know which one, like 4 or some shit.
Uh-huh.
And let's just say the Breaking Bad fans did not like that at all. So they went on to they went to rate the Attack on Titan episode and like gave it like one out of tens. It got like 100 or 200 one out of ten reviews to like put it back down so that the Breaking Bad episode stayed on top.
Yeah.
Because I think those two were the only episodes or like IMDb of all time. They got a perfect 10 out of 10,
mm-hmm.
which that alone is, like, incredible. And basically, the AOT episode got shitstormed by these idiots. And in retaliation, of course, the Attack on Titan fans did the exact same.
Hey, yo.
So now,
which was much worse, I assume?
No, it was a lot less. Like, because tell me what anime fan goes on fucking IMDb?
Dude, they would just go on, like, my anime list or something.
What? Bitch.
Right?
No one goes into fucking IMDb. And I think now, because of it, neither episode is now a 10 out of 10. I think that the AOT episode got hit harder, though. It's like 9.6 now, something like that. While the Breaking Bad is like still at the top of
9.9.
But anyways, that shows you how some fans can be very toxic.
And stupid. Like, why?
It's the same reason. Well, you talked about my anime list. It's the same reason why the top anime of all time is constantly like Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. Because anytime an anime even gets close to it, every single fan of Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood just goes up to the show and rates it one out of 10.
Wow.
I don't know. It's the same. Well, actually, currently, the new season of Attack on Titan is tied with it, I think.
Is it higher than that?
It's tied. It's not higher. So we'll see if, you know, maybe.
Oh, in a day, it will be low.
Yeah, maybe next week it's going to be, like, not even the top 50 anymore. Yeah. Some people just cannot embrace change. Yeah, they can't admit that the show that they enjoy the most is now not the best.
Speaking of best shows, I wanted to introduce The Flash to you. Oh, no.
I'm actually going to talk about... Okay, yeah, go on.
Yeah, it has 7 seasons. And, like, I legitimately thought when I saw the first and second season that, like, this was going to be good. Because the first season is, I really enjoyed it, actually. And now I tried to, like, rewatching at least one episode. The amount of, like, plot holes and, like, nothing made sense.
Isn't the CGI just gone, like, to shit?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. This season 7 CGI is, like, our Blender animation. And that's like,
god damn, that's like low quality. God damn, Wait, I wanted to talk about how long do you think a series can realistically go?
Well, honestly, it depends.
Before it needs to...
If like people are watching it.
Well, a lot of people watch Game of Thrones. It went on for 8 seasons. Then it failed miserably.
Well, yeah, because it ended miserably.
Yeah. Well, like, I'm pretty sure like even season 7 wasn't that good of a thing.
I think, honestly, like if the first season or second season isn't the best you've ever seen of that show, then it's a shit show altogether.
It's like, there's some shows that like have like 5 or 6 seasons that are like good all the way through.
Yeah, but doesn't like starts getting like repetitive and stuff after a certain point.
It depends how well it's written, right?
Well, like for example, superhero like series that can't. I don't think it should go past like, the third season, if even that.
It shouldn't even go past like 2 movies. If you go past 2 movies, you know something's going wrong.
I kind of disagree. Like, come on, like Thor, for example. All 3
movies. Yes, Thor 1, good. Thor 2 and 3, complete disaster.
Thor 3 was okay. It was a bit weird. Maybe that's because I had fever and I just watched anything.
Iron Man 1, good. Iron Man 2, decent. Iron Man 3, failure. Who knows is there? Guardian of the Galaxies? We don't know yet.
But the first and second movie were really good. Yeah, the first the one especially. One, right. Oh yeah, the third one will have Thor though, so. I mean.
What else? I think the only one that did it well was like Batman. Like Batman.
Oh yeah.
That trilogy.
The Dark Knight Rises.
And like after that, there isn't really anything that's like has 3 movies that's amazing. You could argue. What?
Yeah, How to Train Your Dragon. That's like.
I haven't even watched the third one because the second one was already repetitive.
Oh yeah, but.
No, because what was it? Like, if you consider the Avengers as like 4 movies, like okay, that's like another one. Although, like, the second one was shit, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Ultron wasn't really good.
But, like, 3 and 4 clearly were amazing because they got, like, in the top 10 box movie. No, the top 10 highest grossing of all time.
Yeah.
Like, what else? Avatar is actually coming out soon.
Yeah, but that's
that might be another. Well, yeah, but the third one is scheduled for next year.
Damn, the second movie was scheduled, like, 4 years after the first one came out. It's been over 10 years.
No, like, I read the news. The new one, the Avatar 2, is coming out December this year, and the third one is supposedly coming out December 2023. Could be delayed to like February, though, is what they said.
Mm.
And then, okay. From what I read, well, they also planned 4 and 5, and neither one has started like doing anything much of yet, because they're waiting for if Avatar 2 and 3 are successful, then they will do 4 and 5. If they're not, then they won't do 4 and 5. That's basically how I understood it.
Mm.
Anyways, back to
Steve. Been waiting series. For that movie. Yeah. What about them?
What? Okay. How? Like, you've watched a lot of series, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Because you have no social life.
Some good ones, some bad ones.
Okay. In terms of like length, you probably watched like series of like 5, 6 seasons or more.
Probably, yeah.
Okay. What do you think is the best season? Is the best series you've watched that's like over 4 seasons?
Best series that I've seen. Over 4?
Yeah, because I can tell you mine, right? Like, I know mine, because mine is fucking amazing.
Because yours is not this. What's it called?
What?
What's it called, yours? I know which one you mean.
It's Grimm. Probably.
Grimm, okay. No, I don't know that.
Grimm, 6 seasons? And I'm pretty sure it's the only show that I've ever binged every series, like, back-to-back.
Honestly, I don't think I have, like, a series that I would consider good that's over 4 seasons long.
Because...
Or 4 or more.
I think, like, you've watched the majority of the 100, right?
Hey, yo. Yeah, but, like the first season was doable. But, like, I wanted to continue it to see if it gets better. Like season 6 when they travel to a new planet. that with like the worst CGI I've ever seen. I think I like dropped it instantly.
Oh my god, I didn't even know you go that far. I dropped it after season 1, I think. I didn't want to watch it anymore.
Yeah, good choice.
Because I mean, it had a good, I wouldn't say a good like or a cool premise, but it was enjoyable. Yeah. It had like a few enjoyable characters. Then they all died and it made it so bad. Plus, the main heroine is shit.
That's true.
Like, she's the worst written character out of all of them. And she's the one we have to follow. Like, there's another series I was going to say. Oh, yeah. Oh fuck, what's it in English? La Casa de Papel. Okay. Money Heist. Money Heist.
I've never watched that.
You have? Watch the first season. Like, the first season was a culture phenomenon because it was just that good. And it, like, it is that good.
Well, yeah, I wanted to watch it, but then everyone started saying how should the second, third, fourth, and fifth seasons are.
Oh, yeah, well, it's the same, like, because season one was, like, made in, like, 2016, something like that. It was, like, before it got put onto Netflix, it was pretty old, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't get a lot of success in Spain, was it? In Spain, where it, like, first released.
Mm-hmm.
It was televised. Then Netflix picked it up, became a fucking phenomenon. And then the people, like, the producers in Spain wanted to make more money out of it, so they decided to make more seasons. And basically, from what I understood, I haven't watched anything, but season two and three follow are basically just one big season, where it's sort of like season one, but then like they're trying to rescue someone.
What?
Yeah, they're like basically they're like reusing the formula in a different way, which could have worked, didn't. And then I don't know what season four is now, but basically I haven't heard anything on season four.
Yeah.
Like season one is a must watch. Like season one is fucking good.
Yeah, but then I'd want to watch like the other seasons, you know?
Oh no, you won't, you won't. Season one ends like with a conclusion.
Okay. I'll give it a try then.
Fine, better. What else? There must be... Oh yeah, have you watched... what was it? iZombie?
Oh my god, don't even... I actually...
Is it
like,
that?
Yeah, I like the first season. Like, paid me all you want, but I actually enjoyed it a lot. And then I just like... It also went to shit. When zombies like started... Huh? What?
Do you know something funny?
What?
I'm pretty sure I watched four seasons of it.
Oh yeah, I legit watched four seasons. On the fourth season, I dropped it. Only when like the zombies started taking over the city or whatever it was. Like, did you get to that part?
I honestly don't remember. I think the last thing I remember is that there was like a subplot where there's like a meat shop run by zombies.
I don't know.
Like the last thing I remember.
I dropped it after basically the zombies took over the city when. I legit don't remember, like, the plot at all. I just know that they took over the city. I was like, what? And it just went to shit.
I remember that the tall guy with the beard, like, the second main character, got turned into a zombie as well. Something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's when I think I dropped it. Or a little later than that, something like that.
Okay.
Basically, like, honestly, it was a good show at the start.
It was. I really liked it.
Me too, honestly.
Zed.
And then it's the same thing. Like, this show has the exact same problem as shit ton of other series have. Like, they get a plot going, and then they see how popular the thing is. So they're like, okay, we were gonna end this in like another season, but clearly people like it, so we're gonna expand on the plot and give it another five seasons, which works against them in the end because like no one's watching it. Eh? Maybe people are, I don't know. I'm not watching it.
Did you ever watch Lucifer?
No. Didn't like the premise.
Me neither, but it has, like, I think seven or six seasons right now.
Yeah. And well, it's very popular.
Yeah, and it's rated highly as well.
Yeah. Oh, wait, talking about Lucifer. Because Lucifer is, like, the guy, like, works with detectives and something like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you watched Castle?
What's it about?
It's about this... like writer, like a fiction writer or murder mystery writer that gets pulled into like a detective thing. How do you call like a case? Because he was like a witness or some shit. And he basically helps them in the case. And after that, he starts becoming like more regularly involved in the case and like with the detectives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he gets like his inspiration for stories.
I didn't.
I fucking love that show. I don't know how many seasons it had.
Castle?
Castle. It's literally just called Castle. I don't know how many seasons it had. It had a lot, though. Although this one actually ended well, I'm pretty sure. Like, it's pretty well received. And I think it definitely had more than six seasons. I think that was, like, one of the few shows that, like, made it past six seasons and was still good.
What do you think, like, makes or breaks a show, then?
Just the writing. If you make... like, if you plan out a story that's going to, go for, like, five, six seasons, and it goes for, like, seven, that's, like, okay. like you can stretch some parts out, you can put like some filler somewhere.
Mm.
And the story doesn't get like plain repetitive at any point because it's all planned out. And unless the planning phase was bad, yeah, it's always going to be interesting. But the problem is like in the case of like Money Heist, you have a season, you have like a story that's only made for one season, and you complete it, you get a conclusion and everything, and then you try to revive it by adding more things and then stretching those things out to get like more seasons and more episodes. I think that's what
I mean, honestly, it might be shit, but it did bring them money, right? Like,
well, I'm sure that the first like two seasons after it will bring money. Anything after that, if those two are shit, isn't going to bring any money.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I was going to say another one. And have you heard of Bones, this series?
No.
Bones is another amazing one, which this went on for like 10 seasons. This went like for double the amount. And this was still good at the end.
The only like this long series I know is like The Supernatural, because my sister watched it, which is like 15 seasons or something. Like, I don't understand how something can be that long and be enjoyable.
It's like One Piece.
Yeah, but that's one big season.
No, it's like structured in seasons, I think. Well, not literally, but like, oh, it's ranked in arcs, sorry. It's divided in arcs. So every arc is a season. Oh,
okay.
I don't know how many seasons it's on right now. Probably like 20. Oh, yeah.
I mean, Pokemon.
But Pokemon, I feel like, I don't think it can get old, right? It's the same thing like Pokemon games. You're always going to go back to them if you enjoy Pokemon, even though it's like the same shit all over again.
Mm. Well, they introduce like new stuff every time, so.
Yeah.
Even if
like
bad stuff.
The core plot of Pokemon, like every season, is the exact same.
Yeah, train your Pokemon, get to the championship, lose. That's like. Yeah.
It's the same as, well, actually, Alola, he won, so.
Because I don't count that. I mean, I wanted him to win, but not in that way.
I honestly never watched the anime.
I don't mean either. I just saw like the final clip on TikTok or somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, me too.
Of him winning, and it was just like the saddest thing I've ever seen. He won with a stage one Pokemon.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but that was. I think that's like one of the problems with Pokemon is that Ash keeps getting brought into like every new place with his Pikachu. Like he already has it at the start, right? And this motherfucker must be like steroided to the max. Like level 100 and everything, and he always loses every single battle.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's like a problem of continuity, I think. Like, if you have the same character too long.
No, I believe that they're replacing him, though, now, with the new character.
Are they?
Yeah.
It's the like, end of Ash?
I think so.
Ash is going to be left in
Ash. Ash is gone. Maybe he'll grow up to be 11 years old one day.
Oh my god. No, I will not accept that. Yeah. Right, since we're on the topic of anime, we managed to get here. Let's talk about My Dress Up Darling.
Okay, let.
Oh yeah, do you know episode 6?
No, I didn't see the newest episode.
Bro, I fucking that show single-handedly is making me watch shit again.
Like
it's anime, fucking good.
I don't, but like, I can't put my finger on it, like, why it's good.
I can. Well, one thing, the animation is incredible.
But yeah, it's on par with, like, Demon Slayer. Because, like, honestly. Mm. No, it really, really. Because it costs, I think, like, 40K for one episode. While Demon Slayer costs 80K.
Yeah, it's
but,
double
like,
that for Demon
Slayer. Well, yeah, but, like, the animation is really good.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's better than, like, most on slice par. Of lives, right?
It's not on par with the last episode, because I think they took like from 5 different studios the best animators for it to just like work on it.
Wait, for what? For Demon Slayer?
For Demon Slayer. Yeah. No, yeah.
Well, like the last episode is like the one that got released last week or like this episode?
The last week's episode and this one, which will be 40 minutes.
Yeah. Bro, the second the 45 minute one releases, I'm binging the entire thing.
Again?
I haven't watched it yet.
I already like watched it. Some episodes twice. Like, it's that good. No, like, it's really good.
That's also a thing that I think makes or breaks shows, right? If, like, if you're watching it and you need to keep checking, like, how long it's gonna be till the end, I think that's, like, a bit of, like, oh, this isn't a good show. This isn't enjoyable.
Mm. Like, but if you're checking, like, when will it all release, finally, then you know it is a good show.
Depends. Like, if it's like a normal TV show, then yeah. If it's anime, then like half the time you know if the season's gonna be good before you watch it, because just like manga spoilers.
I don't think that's true. Like Tokyo Ghoul, like they massacred that, like most of the.
You even watched it, motherfucker.
I did watch the first season.
Yeah, the first season is the best one.
Yeah, that's the best one, and I already got bored at like the last episode. I was like, no.
No, the last episode is the best one. From the end of the last episode is where like the studio went, all right, so we could follow the manga and make a good anime, but let's just do what we want and fucked it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The last episode was yeah.
No, before like that end, the last like 5 minutes, it was good. It was a decent episode.
But like the episode can be as good as it wants, but if the end is bad, then it automatically all becomes shit.
But would you say like that if the ending of a show is incredible, then it just like, even if like some of the episodes before it were bad, it just doesn't matter because it was all worth
it? No, it doesn't work like that. But if an ending, like imagine you're watching an incredible show, right? And then like the ending, just they put zero effort into it. You're instantly going to be like, oh yeah, this ending is shit. I might need to review my opinions on the previous episode.
So, like, Darling in the Franxx?
Yeah.
Okay. Like I said, alright, let's bring in as much bullshit as we can for this last episode.
Like, aliens, everything, time skip 50 years over.
Yeah, they basically fit a whole 2 seasons in one episode. Incredible.
No.
Well, I would say, like, if the last episode is, like, amazing, then it can like make the show, right?
It's like, I think it can set up for the next, like if the ending is of a season, not of the whole show, then if it's incredible, it can set up a good next season. But I don't think it can like make up for the bad shit that happened beforehand.
I disagree. I think if like the ending is incredibly well done.
Okay, well, but you'd have to get to the ending. Which, if the show is shit, you're probably not gonna get.
Well, I got to the ending of Anohana. It wasn't an amazing ending. It was it was what I expected. It was a good ending. It kind of made the show for me, because, like, I'm not gonna lie, I fucking hated the bitch.
Well, yeah, but that's because you didn't understand it was a ghost from the very beginning.
No, I got that. I didn't understand that since she's a ghost and she died at, like, what, 10? She's still as dumb as a 10-year-old, even though she looks 20. That's the one thing that I just did not understand.
She's 10.
She doesn't fucking look 10. You tell me that is not a fucking 10-year-old. It's like a 15-year-old. That sounds wrong out of context. Please.
You're telling me.
That is a 10-year-old. That is not a 10-year-old. 100%. You can suck my dick on this. That is not a 10-year-old.
Name.
No.
Name.
I don't want to hear it. No.
I can't send it. She's grown up at the tree, but not name. She's 10. They even say it though.
Nah. Mm-mm. She is 15 and she acts like an idiot.
Wow.
That's the one thing that fucked it for me.
Okay.
Like, otherwise, 10, it could have probably been like a good show overall, but like that character just made me hate it.
I believe I binge watched that in one day.
I didn't, just because of the character. Like, I couldn't sit through more than like 1 or 2 episodes a day. It's the same. Wait, have you watched Promised Neverland season 2?
Yes. Well, that's like another story.
What?
Like they were off to such a good start with season 2. And then they just kept putting more stuff into each episode until they ended up with one episode where the final 5 minutes was the rest of the manga, basically.
It was a slideshow.
The slideshow.
Bruh, it was amazing because it went from like her it went from this character traveling like the world to her meeting God to her just traveling again. It was so random. Like no explanation, anything. Yeah, no explanation, anything. Met God, I'd see ya, let's go back. I think that season single handedly just ruined the entirety of The Promised Neverland.
Yeah.
Even everything like season 1 set up. All ruined. What else is another shit? Oh, yeah.
No, but season 1 was really good.
Yeah, but it didn't end, so like, you know.
Don't mind.
I'm going to bring this up. Another ending that ruined the show, Death Note. Death Note's ending ruined the entire show for me.
I mean, 100%. It was kind of like expected though that he would die.
It's not the fact that he would die.
Through the Shinigami as well.
What led to it. Like, after L dies, that entire, like, it should have stopped. There was no reason to continue the story. Like, the protagonist kills the antagonist, end it, you know?
Do you know that there's actually, like, a movie?
What you mean, a movie?
There's a definite, I didn't know that, but there's a definite movie as well.
Like, live action?
No, like an animated movie. It's like 1 hour really? And 30 minutes. Yeah.
Nah.
I, like, watched. The beginning, it explores, like, the world where the Shinigamis come from or something. I don't know. I didn't watch it. It's too boring. But, yeah.
That ending, the, like, okay, I understand, like, they didn't want to end it after L dies. It's like, okay, he's still alive. We need to finish him off somehow. But, like, the fact that they bring in this new character that's somehow smarter than every fucking human being on Earth, just because it's, like, 10 years old, by the way, is outsmarting Jesus. Like, that whole thing ruined the show. Like, I was willing to give it like a 10 out of 10 before L, like, until L died. Then the second they brought in the new fucking, what's his name?
Ken.
That's not gonna, sure. N. The second they brought him in, I'm like, okay, this is like an 8. It single-handedly decreased the score by a full 2 points.
Plus, L, like, died in the middle of the season as
is
well.
That like episode 21?
Yeah, out of 30. And there 30.
Were like 16 more. And like the main antagonist in like quotation marks dies episode 21. It's like, okay, you're kind of pushing it now. You can drag this story out in 16 more episodes.
Nah, but Death Note sometimes like, oh, he chose not to eat the potato chips. That means he is. But wait, he can be. There's some bullshit going on.
Some of it was bullshit, but like some of it was like sort of cool. Like the tennis was sort of like ingenious, right? Oh yeah, wait, I just remembered what I'm pretty sure there was like a whole subplot in the last 16 episodes where like
he was in
the dude's sister gets like abducted or some shit and he needs to go save her. And like he needs to trade the Death Note for her or some shit like that.
I don't remember that. I just remember him being put into willingly being put into jail for like straight 3 episodes.
That was like before Eliza.
No, that was it?
Yeah, it was.
Well, it was dumb anyway.
But the whole subplot where he goes to fucking save his sister. Like the best part is like in the middle of fuck off nowhere. It's like we're in like the USA now, in like Colorado, like I don't know, Texas, like just arid.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
just arid everywhere. It's like the Grand Canyon. There's a secret operation base just in the middle there. Like that whole thing.
Goes underground.
Yeah.
In the
the whole thing was like, this is turning out kinda shit. Not gonna lie. But yeah, I think the newest show that will hopefully get a good ending is Attack on Titan.
We'll see about that.
I mean, the ending itself is bad. Well, okay, it's kind of like it depends on who you are. The ending can be good or the ending can be bad depending on your viewpoint of it. I think, in my opinion,
you're hopeless romantic. If you're a hopeless romantic, it's not the ending for you. Actually,
might. Basically, if you're someone that enjoys shows, it's not a good ending. If you're someone that doesn't enjoy shows and is like mentally
challenged, doing it so he's not bored.
Basically, if your IQ is a shoe size, you will enjoy the ending. That's how I
said that very nicely.
Well, realistically, like the ending, it like looking back for how much I've shat on like Attack on Titan, it is a good fucking show. It has some like very cool like twists.
Oh yeah.
Which I'm not gonna say.
I will say. I will say.
And like it built up to, like this amazing finale, which it really didn't deliver.
I agree. Well, you don't know yet. You don't know if they'll actually keep the ending.
No, they will, they will. So far, everything has been up to the manga and like there's only one direction to go to now, which is how the manga ends.
Mm.
And if I feel like since they've gotten this far, I think like, it's very difficult to like change it in a way that ends up like pleasing everyone.
Yeah.
You know, that's just sometimes what you need to do. Let's see if the nine point, I don't know what the rating is. Let's see if after the ending happens, it's still going to be the highest rated of all time or tied. I highly doubt it.
Well, because it will end, right? Everyone will be pissed that it's ended.
No, like, it depends. If the ending is good, then no, like, you won't be pissed that it ended. You'll be like happy that it concluded in that way. Like, for example, I can name two right now. Gintama, the final movie released, it's now like in the top 10 of all time, like highest rated, because it's just that good. Even though it ended, everyone enjoyed it. It finished the story well. It's amazing. Another one is Violet Evergarden, which you still haven't watched, little bitch. Last episode, finished the story, and honestly, it was just an amazing fucking a movie. God.
Oh.
Still cry. No? What else? No, I can't think of any good or big...
Well, we can end it here. We've been going on for 1 hour.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess we'll end here. Look forward to our next episode for no reason whatsoever. And we'll see you then.
See ya.
See ya.
I don't want to be ya.
No.